Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, drawing the gold dump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
edition of the Archer Jones Show. There's some stuff that a few things that I just want to touch up on. I know the show hasn't been on for a while, but it's just trying to find the right time for it. It's like with work and all other plans that I was going to have and plans that I had just got in the way. But for tonight only, you get me. Which is probably scaring half of y'all, but what more can you do? It's me. Let's see. I know I want to talk about more about the arena, but I'm going to talk about what my weekly plans are. But I'm going to talk about what happened this past Friday was my lovely fiance Hazel's birthday, and I did have a little surprise for her. We went to this old retro food place called Mad Planet. I used to go there in my late teens, like 19, started going there. And lo and behold, I got a hook to the place now. So I know she's going to want to go now as much as she can. And especially going to come when they have their Halloween costume contest and all that good stuff. But few people did came, and which was good. And it was just fun regardless of how many people came or whatnot. It was really fun. And it's just been a while since, I went out like that and just, like, finally get to enjoy myself. And I'm just glad that I was with some people that I can have fun with. So that was a plus. Let's see, what else, Thursday, this past Thursday, for the second straight week, my son Robert and his teammates from South Milwaukee High School, they defeated Sherwood, John's old school, which I forgot to tease them about that, but probably will when I get the chance. Like, they hold that team in Greenfield to scoreless games. They're just unbelievable. That just says something about a team. Haven't seen a team that much dominant, like in, like, local football, probably since my old high school team, the freshmen, when I was a freshman, they were that good. And just, yeah, they were just off the walls. It was just amazing. Let's see, what else? Of course, today was my last day of work for the year for Miller Park. Like, it was a smoothly and surprising good weekend. Although the Brewers just had the loss of their last home game of the season, and what more can you do? But at least they have a winning record of 82-80, which ain't bad. And they haven't done that, have a winning record and didn't make it to the playoffs. They haven't done that since 2005, around the year I started. So that does say something about this Brewers team, but they're going to have some work to do. They're really going to have some work to do. Like, trying to figure out, like, why that the team fell apart, like, in late August. Well, yeah, might as well say late last month. The team just ended up falling apart, and they just looked like it was a promising season. Then, like, this late August fall apart crap that happened, it was just, like, wow. Like, why did this have to happen? And it seems like they was doing so good. They had a 9-game winning streak, like, in the beginning of April, which kind of set the tone for that division. And it looked like they would have had it in the bag, but apparently not. They won 9 games straight, and they lost 9 games straight. And that was the biggest streak that they had this year on either win or loss column. So the team I hate is St. Louis Cardinals are the division champions. God, I cannot stand them. I cannot stand them. Well, the thing is, let's just hope that, how can I say this? Like, I just hope that somebody beats them. Let's just put it that way. But then again, I know it's like officially set, but I ain't gonna look all to that like today. Probably gonna talk about that another time, or hopefully when they lose, I just get to laugh at a few people. But yeah. Well, Monday should be a fun day. Just get to see some friends. I know they're gonna come from Chicago after Monday Night Raw. All gonna meet up and just talk about it. I'm gonna try to do like a special show tomorrow on WFSO Aftermath about the secret location, but we're not gonna tell you the secret location. But anyways, just hang with friends, meet some guys, because SmackDown will be in town this Tuesday for a SmackDown taping on Friday, which you will be able to see on Friday. So Monday be doing that. Tuesday is the show. And do the same thing, like just hanging out with friends and after the show and just chill, catch up with some of them and all that good stuff. Let's see, Wednesday, although I couldn't stand it that Miller Park did this, but they are having an employee appreciation party, which is just like you can like win stuff from a raffle, good food, and I just hope this year that I win a TV. I really do. It's just like last year I ended up winning another gift bag, because they'll give you a free gift bag, but end up winning another one. So, hey, something. And also Wednesday, South Milwaukee, once again, they play Cudahy this Wednesday. Would have been Thursday, but kind of losing. But Wednesday they get to face them then, due to the parade they got Thursday, Friday, I think is homecoming, all that good stuff. There we go. What else? Well, besides that game, like I said about the more about the fan appreciation night that they having. Like I said, they have a raffle that people can win stuff like a TV, like maybe MP3 player, brewer stuff, gift cards, and stuff like that. It's all good fun, but it'd be good to catch up everybody before season's over with and do the same thing in 2015. Let's see. Thursday might be working for the Green Bay game. I'm hoping that I do. Go back to Green Bay, see them beat the Vikings, because like, I became a fan of the Minnesota Timberwolves, but never would ever be a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. Can't stand them. Just don't like them. Just seems like people just talk about them too much and over-exaggerate about them and just all stupid. So just don't. Just can't stand it. But, ooh, that was close. Oh, somebody was behind me. But, so that's going on. Well, and of course, Friday, probably watch some of the, just watch some of the, show from Friday, SmackDown, and going out, of course. So, guys want to hang with us, please do so. We would love the company. Should be fun. But, anyways, now on to the main reason that I want to talk on this show today, or want to do it, is because of the new arena that they're going to have in Milwaukee. Now, they got like certain locations for the new arena, and what I did, I text one of the owners' son, which he is the VP of basketball operations now. So, hold on a second. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about this new arena. So just give me a few minutes, and we will be right back.
Out.
then out of nowhere just turns up. Just kind of silly and funny at the same time. But anyways, back to the lecture at hand, the new arena. It was talking about for like, might as well say years now, that the Bucks needed a new arena due to it being like out of date to NBA standards. Which, yeah, I can see why, because it's like, have these like arenas that's like been around in the 90s and stuff. It's like, some of them had like, can easily like upgrade it if they wanted to, and they did. As for, you know, some of these other ones that's been around, like Bradley Center is like the third oldest building, like that teams that play in the NBA or whatnot. But you have I think Sacramento is another old one, but I really don't see what was the wrong with the building that the Golden State Warriors play, but then again, they want to move them, so that may be one of the reasons why they decide that they just want to just, you know, move them, because they're relocating. So I guess I can understand that. What else I wanted to say about the building? I used to work there, so that's not a surprise. Also, with the old building, I think it been needed to go because, like, with some of the staff, well, not some of the staff, but some of the higher-up managers, it's like they don't want to promote anybody, or if they're doing a good job, they just don't promote them. Especially when Levy Restaurants took over the food part of the place, it just gotten worse and worse and worse. So it's not, I think I will still be in there right now, but just due to all the, you know, drama and all that stuff that they cause in the summer because of just because I ain't signed up for, like, summer events, or they think I didn't sign up for summer events. Although I tried calling to work on some, they didn't allow it. But, anyways. Now, on to this issue with the new arena. Herb Cole was saying that he wants to get a new arena for the team, and he wants to sell the team as well. So, which is, I can understand why, because I think some of the years that he's, it's like with the Bucks, it seems like they didn't want to spend or anything like that. It's just like, with them, it was just like, especially Herb Cole, it was just like, whatever, we just got to keep around that budget of not trying to overspend the luxury tax to try to get a good team. It's like, if you're an owner, you do what it takes to get a good team. Whatever it takes, no matter what. Well, I know Brooklyn did it, and although, look at them, they made it to the second round of the playoffs. It's like, it's not that hard, but although we did get one of the coaches, which is good. We got the likes of Jason Kidd, which, yeah, can't complain about. I'm thinking with Jason Kidd and, like, with a young team, it's like, you can already guarantee there is going to be a future with, there's going to be a future with them. And I'm glad that, because you're thinking, like, why would he come here? Like you said, it would have been the first, you know, he liked the future of these guys. And, oh my God, he got on my shoes.
Yeah, he
But anyways, God, I'm getting hammered in here. But there we go. The thing is, I know I got 4 minutes, but let me try to make this quick. They want to do a new arena, and they are going to get it done, thanks to the new owners of Wes Ames and Mark Lashley, if I said it right. So, but they're going to guarantee, they already putting $100 million towards the arena, and Herb Cole has put another $100 million towards it, just for a gift. And let's see, I think they was raising some money, and they also expecting some money from the public as well. Also, yeah, multitasking. They're trying to figure out the location of the arena, and they came down to like a few places. They thought about the building that was next to, well, the free land on Park East that is next to the Bradley Center, that empty lot over there. They thought about around the Summerfest grounds. They also thinking of doing it on East Wisconsin, that parking lot by the Grand Avenue Mall. There was another location. I think it was on Claiborne, but I'm not sure. But it was something with that location. But in my opinion, I think, we're going to talk about a little bit more in this, but if we keep on going, you can download the show on iTunes and all the other shows. And don't forget, tomorrow we will be live at a secret location, just like talk about wrestling, though, because hey, we're WFSO. So watch out for that episode. But anyways, let me just keep on going with talking about the new arena, and also, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Check out the website for upcoming events, news, and all that good stuff. Also, we're just gonna talk about the new arena right quick. One of the locations that they pointed out is, I think, that parking lot between 4th and 5th Street. My opinion is, I think they should do that. And I think the reason for that is because I think it will be better, and plus I know they wanted to save, like, downtown anyways. So, and plus, might as well resurrect, they want to resurrect Grand Avenue Mall, which ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to have, like, something like the Grand Avenue Mall, which was supposed to rebuild, and, like, in the 90s, it was just out of nowhere, just losing stores. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like, I used to go to, like, Grand Avenue Mall when I was a kid, of course. Well, right now, ain't much downtown. We don't have much of a choice.
You're always down there. Every time I call you up, when you're like, no,
because the gym is over there.
You're like, oh, I'm at the Grand.
No.
Yeah.
The time you call, I'll be at the gym.
Yeah, it's right next to the Grand.
trying to throw me under the bus.
Yeah. Can't pick you up and throw you under the bus.
Yeah, you could.
You don't have to pick up somebody to throw
them. Well, she can't lift me, so lift, carry me, wherever. She can do it. But, anyways, I just think the location... I just think the location, like, nearby the Grand will help Grand Avenue Mall, and I think that would be the best location for it. And there's also a building, the Blue Cross Blue Shield building, the old building that's been empty for, like, nearly over a decade. But I just think that they should use that tear down that building in that parking lot, and they will have that space that they need. Just think that would work. Of course, it got to be ready by 2017. Well, at least the making stage of it has to be ready by that time. Well, let's just hopefully see that they're going to do it. Right. Exactly. But the owners guarantee that it will be, the building will be officially ready by 2017, which is that deadline that they needed to at least start building it. So... they want something. They're gonna pick a location where they're gonna do it by the end of the year. So that's some good news. Of course, in the summer of next year, they're gonna get started with it, and I guess they're trying to come up with like some sketches of it too, and like see how it's gonna be. They said the cost's gonna end up being like about. What is it, like between 400 and 500 million for the new multi-purpose arena. So, let's just hope we get this done and, you know, it'll create, like, new places for, like, maybe something, you know, they're going to resurrect the Grand, but the thing is that the Grand is being auctioned due to, like, closing all the stores, raising up their prices for people to rent and some crazy stuff like that. It's just kind of stupid. So just hopefully, like, the moral of the story will be in this situation that hopefully that this building will get done with new owners and new coach and all that stuff. It'll just build in their future. Because the fun fact would be, in my opinion, well, from what I know, the fun fact that when a team has a new arena, they end up being a playoff team. That's just my opinion on that, and it actually is true. So that's just my take on the arena. So hopefully it will get done. And I'm thinking just resurrect downtown Milwaukee and make it be better for the future. And guess what, wrestling fans? Maybe we have more shows. So just got to think about that for the multi-purpose arena. Over 200 events a year that they want to do with it. So hopefully it will get done and go from there. So that's it for me. Let me just get some stuff taken care of here and just get ready for tomorrow. So... until then, everybody, thanks for listening and me trying to multitask and all, so But until then,
y'all can hear me tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. Good night, everybody.